I'm Marco Werman with The World. This was Donald Trump's day in Washington. The focus was all on the new president's inauguration. Tomorrow, a response to today's festivities, the Women's March on Washington. It's predicted to be one of the largest, if not the largest, presidential inauguration demonstrations in history. But as you may know, there are many other sister marches happening around the U.S. and around the globe. The World's Isis Madrid is a social media editor for our series, Across Women's Lives. She's in Washington this week reporting on the inauguration and the Women's March. Hey, Isis.
Hey, Marco.
So tell me, how many of these sister marches are being planned around the globe?
So right now there are about 600 sister marches scheduled to happen. They're going to be in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq, in Colombia, South Korea, Iceland, South Africa. It's pretty huge.
That's extraordinary. So does that include some of the sister marches in the United States as well?
It does. There will be marches in all 50 states.
And I've seen estimates of 1 million people total around the world, so that's pretty impressive. Give me some context about the size of other protests like this.
Yeah, sure. A White House historian predicts that this could be the biggest inauguration demonstration in history. It's going to be bigger than all of the Vietnam War protests during Richard Nixon's both inaugurations in the 60s and 70s.
And are all of these sister marches in protest of Donald Trump?
No. So I've been speaking to some of the sister march organizers around the world, and they are men and women. Joaquim Jacob, he's a human rights advocate in Nigeria. He's planning a sister march in Jos alongside a coalition of women in his community. He told me specifically that this is not a Donald Trump protest for him. It's more of a call to the Nigerian Senate to pass a gender equality bill that's back in play after being shot down last year.
This is an opportunity for us to speak with a very loud voice, so that whether man or woman, they should all have equal opportunity to have access to whether employment and other things.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just looking at the platform for the Women's March on Washington, and actually Donald Trump isn't mentioned anywhere in there. It's about ending violence, reproductive rights, even environmental rights. In Nigeria, though, women's rights, it's a huge issue, especially after the abduction of those girls by, we believe, Boko Haram. What other marches have you found intriguing, Isis?
Oh, there are a lot, Marco. In South America, there are marches in Colombia against violence against women. And I spoke to an organizer in Israel. She's organizing the Tel Aviv March for Women. And she's an organizer with Pantsuit Nation.
Right. I suppose that's an allusion to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, it is. So they were an election group that kind of has transitioned into more of an advocacy group for women and underrepresented communities around the world and in Israel. So I spoke to Rachel Druck, and she is an American expat living in Tel Aviv.
The discourse of xenophobia and racist discourse, and it can be a problem here. And to kind of hear that language being normalized and taken as acceptable in the U.S., I think Israel takes a lot of cues culturally, definitely politically, from what happens in the U.S.
Yeah, so she's worried about Donald Trump's rhetoric becoming Israel's rhetoric.
Yes, she is.
Well, fascinating. It will be a global march tomorrow. Of course, Isis, you'll be covering the Women's March on Washington tomorrow, and your coverage can be followed throughout the weekend at PRI.org. The World's Isis Madrid, thanks for joining us from Washington.
Thanks, Marco.